You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13. This is the Michael K. Show podcast. Listen live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.
All right, we are about to conclude the seventh week of the NBA, the NFL season, New Orleans against Seattle on Monday Night Football tonight. And it's time for the Steve Young Report, brought to you by Bigelow Tea and FW Webb and Weil McLean. And the Hall of Famer Steve Young joins us now. Hey, Steve, how you doing?
Great, Michael. How are you, bud?
Doing very well. We were talking about this earlier, and you know, we want to see athletes be tough. But then when they are asked to be tough, we say, well, that might be a little too much. Do you think the Giants are tempting fate doing all they're doing with Daniel Jones?
Look, football's violent. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's less violent than it used to be, but it's violent. And so there's ways to make it safer. There's no question. And so tempting fate, you've got a Giants team that needs all the mojo it can get going. And so in some ways, yes, if they get hurt, it's too much. If you don't get hurt, it's not. And it's the challenge that a coach faces every week. How do I keep my team safe? How do I keep them healthy? What we've done in the past couple of years, it just say, look, there's no preseason. We're not going to get hurt. No one's going to hit anybody. And then we waste a month of NFL football trying to get up to speed. And so, look, the idea that you could be, you know, throwing a trick pass to Daniel Jones where he takes a big hit, I like the play. But in the end, here's a chance he can get – it could have been a worse hit,
yep,
to be honest with you. And so I just think at the end of the day, you know, you try to – you want to – he's a franchise quarterback. You want to take care of him. You want to be careful. You got to go out and play football every week. Do you want to be stupid? No. Do you want to take some chances? Yeah, I kind of do. But you can't get hurt, because if he gets hurt, it's my fault being the coach. It's all on me. Mm-hmm. And so I agree with you. And so we can sit around on Monday and go, did he get hurt? No. Okay, it's fine.
Right.
All right, so you've seen enough of them. We know this team isn't going anywhere, even with the win against Carolina. You look at that schedule, you look at the injuries, they're not going to the playoffs. They're going to be a 6-11, maybe a 7-10 team. But if Jones continues to play the way he played outside of the game against the Rams, is that enough for you if you're the Giants to give him the fifth year and make him the quarterback of the future, or are you kind of sniffing around to see if maybe you can do better?
That's an existential question for coaches, for general managers. A lot of jobs are on the line. You're at a point where you have to make that big decision. The answer, looking out in the future, look at, you know, the rookies this year and how they've struggled, which is, you know, it's scary, because you can have a top two or three pick and you have someone that, you know, struggles, or you wonder whether they can really play or not. I mean, that's a tough spot to be in. So Daniel can play. So, you know, how good, like, let's say 10 is the best ever, you know, and 5 is a normal NFL quarterback. Well, he can get there. He can get in the range. You know, you can feel like in time you'll get there. So then you have your decision made, because the risk at picking number 10 or 15, 6-11, what you just said, is you don't know what you're going to get. So Daniel Jones is, right now, the way he's playing, I don't know, Don, how do you talk yourself out of that?
Don is always the one on the show, Steve, that asks the existential questions. That's just him. Always has been that way.
But am I fair to say, because I said it before, that if everything goes well, he could probably be what Eli Manning was. Like, you know, maybe a top 10, top 8 quarterback, never the best quarterback, but it's somebody you can win with. Because I think that's all they're looking for.
And that's the luck of the draw of when you take your guy. It's a generation, if not two, whether, you know, if he is somebody that can be, you know, like you described, so it could be a 10-year player and be generally acceptable, that's, you got to go with that. I mean, rather, could we upgrade and find out that there's 3 or 4 guys that are better than him, or 5 or 6? How do we go get them? Look, there's 15 teams always in the league constantly looking for just somebody who can play, let alone somebody that could be above average. So, you know, right now, he's your guy.
All right, so Steve, what we were worried about happened, Zach Wilson got hurt. Right. And the papers here in New York, and we're asking you this because you know, we don't. He's been put in a situation where the coaching just doesn't seem like it's up to snuff. He has an offensive coordinator who's a baby, who doesn't even shave. Is he being set up to fail here?
Well, I mean, remember, this is a whole new regime. Everything's brand new in the NFL. They've been embarrassed twice by the Patriots. The Patriots made it. You know, it makes it they wanted to embarrass them, and
right.
They did. And they want to embarrass young, inexperienced people, and they did. And so, can this group grow together and be a force in the NFL? You can't say no right now, but you say, geez, can we see some light at the end of the tunnel? Something that we can kind of hang our hat on. And after the win, we kind of felt like, well, maybe there is. I don't know. It's all the concerns that a parent would have sending their kid into a situation where they're saying, hey, they haven't had a lot of great history with quarterbacks through the years. They're particularly struggled. They've had Sam Darnold come through. They've got a lot of things that have happened just recently. What can you hang your hat on? And then you see, well, we're going to get a 49er-like system, or we're going to get a renewed kind of focus on the quarterback, and that's going to be a difference maker. And then now we're in six games, and it's like, is this the same old thing, despite the fact that we told ourselves off the offseason all these changes? I think right now, until you prove otherwise, we're kind of in that space where you say you've set him up to fail, because by definition, because we're not getting it, we're not making the progress that we need to make. But I don't think you're set up that way. They made a bet on some young coaches and some young players to go make something happen, and you got to know it's more than six games, Michael. You can't, if you're going to make that kind of a bet,
right,
that you're going to say six games in, we're done. That experiment's over, because you've got to see the season through, if not two, with young coaches, young players, to see if they can actually do it.
But here's the thing that worries me, Steve. So Mike LaFleur, you know, his brother's the coach of the Packers. He's very bright, and he comes from Shanahan, whatever. But, you know, your brother's a doctor. He can't play football in the NFL. Just because it's your brother doesn't mean that I'm going to draft Steve Young's brother because he, you know, he happens to have the same DNA. I mean, do we know anything about Mike LaFleur that would lead us to believe that he's going to be a good offensive coordinator?
He's seen the 49ers system. He's seen Kyle Trent call plays. He's seen how it works. Like, he's seen how it works. And a lot of times that's half the battle. It's just you've seen it. You know it.
Right.
Now, can you replicate it? Can you do it with your own, you know, and that doesn't always happen to me. Just because I watch Joe Montana play doesn't mean that I can play well. But it certainly helps to watch somebody who's really good at it to go, oh, that's what it's supposed to look like. And so the referendum on all of this is coming faster than anybody inside the New York Jets organization wants right now. It's like, geez, already, or mid-October, and we're already got a referendum on the coaching hire and the coaches here and whether this number one pick can play. And it's like, that's welcome to the NFL, and that's just the way it is. They have to live with it. They have to claw their way out of it. We can belabor it, but the fact is, please don't tell me that the Jets and Joe are the kind of people that just pull plugs and panic when they've spent the time to really make this fundamental decision. You got to live it out for a couple of years, and so do the fans. You have to live it out, and we'll have to just keep talking about it. But right now, please don't say that, you know, we're going to try to make some fundamental decisions about whether they can do their job or not. It's just, unfortunately, it's just too fast.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Steve, do you think I'm assuming too much when I look at how, you know, 2 weeks ago Daniel Jones got hurt, clearly was banged up, had the concussion. They announced by Wednesday he was starting, and I thought that was very quick. And then yesterday they're saying Patrick Mahomes was cleared to return after that brutal hit in the KC game. Am I crazy for thinking maybe these concussion protocols are still not stringent enough?
Oh, how much time do we have? Look, it's still subjective, despite all the fact that they even have specialists, you know, neurologists on the field. It's still subjective to the doctor that's there. Now, they don't have an objective test. Now, the NCAA has objective tested. They've got SyncThink where they can put the goggles on and eye tracking in 30 seconds. You know whether it's a neck injury, which sometimes gives the same kind of symptoms of a concussion, or it is a concussion, and then the severity of it in 30 seconds. The objective testing is they're playing around with it with the NFL, but until that happens, the doubt you have in it is because of the subjective testing that they just don't want to give up on. And so until there's objective testing on the field in the tent, which I think will be there in the next 2 or 3 years, then you'll know in 30 seconds. And that's what we need to get to. And they're working on it. The NCAA is doing it, but the NFL's got to get up to speed.
Well, never mind subjective. Can players cheat? Have they been savvy enough to know what to say to get out of it?
Because it's subjective, of course, it's under the duress of the moment and under the adrenaline. The coach is screaming, I need this guy. And the doctor's like, well, I'm not sure. Fine. And then the player runs on the field. And then like, well, I guess the player ran on the field and can't go claw my right. back off. And so until it's an objective test, you're going to run into these kind of jam-ups.
Can you believe, Steve, and we're talking with Steve Young, his weekly segment here on the show, that the Chiefs have fallen this much, that there's a possibility they could not make the playoffs?
I can't imagine it. I think it really, to me, despite the defense is playing worse than they have, the offensive line has not gelled like they thought with all the changes they made. I get all that. But in the end, Patrick Mahomes is supposed to be the best or the second best or third best quarterback in the league. And he's responsible. And I always use the analogy of, you know, the oil, you know, leak in the Ferrari out in the driveway. And so you go out in the driveway and it's like, why is my Ferrari leaking oil? And I paid $200,000 for this car. And that's what's happening with Patrick. He's leaking oil and he needs to clean it up. He can play. He can slow everything down. You don't have to be fumbling the ball over. You don't have to make spectacular plays. Just play solid, almost boring quarterback for a little while and allow the team to go kind of gather themselves, you know, with you. But I think there's this sense that no deficit matters. We can overcome everything. I can go out and play and whip it around, and that's how I'm going to play quarterback. Well, it's worked great for a couple of years, but now it's not. So let's see some – he talked about it in the press conferences. He wants to play some fundamental – sorry about the noise of the stadium. But he wants to play fundamentally sound football when he talks about it on Monday, but he's not doing it on Sunday. And that's what it's got to change. Or the Chiefs won't make the playoffs, because I think in the end, the defense or the offensive line are not going to keep the Chiefs out of the playoffs. It'll be Patrick Mahomes not playing well.
Can Cincinnati win this division?
Yes. Phil Simms yesterday said – that it looked like Joe Montana and Jerry Rice, and I thought everyone kind of chuckled. But what he saw was, and I give coaching tremendous credit for this. I again apologize for the stadium. The coaches, you could see that Burrow had guys coming from all different directions. That bully defense for the Baltimore Ravens, they didn't know what was coming next. They were like baffled. And that's because they're coming from so many different directions. So the coaching situation for the Bengals is what I think is going to be something that you can kind of hang your hat on. What I saw yesterday from the Cincinnati Bengals was replicable. It wasn't just a great game out of nowhere. Everything about that game felt like they could do that week in and week out, which I think is different than any Bengals we've seen for two generations.
Dan Orlovsky said today on ESPN that Burrow reminds him of Steve Young. Do you see it?
I love that. Sure. Yeah. As long as he's playing great, I think it's awesome. Yeah. What I'm happy about, Joe, is the injury did not keep him from being able to move around a little bit. And that he, you know, I love his sense of efficiency as he plays quarterback, and he's still young. But some guys that just have the guile to understand what's the truth in the play that we just called? How do I find the truth? And the subtleties, the shoulder swings and the eye movements and the different things to get guys open. As a young player, I have to admit I'm really impressed, not just because Dan just said that, but I think that's why I think it's replicable of what Cincinnati's doing. It seems like Joe is the kind of guy that's going to show up every week and give you that kind of effort. It's not going to be perfect every week, but it's with the coaches that they have. That's the difference I see for the Bengals for the first time in multiple generations, is that it seems like they have a plan. And they have the weapons to go and act it.
Is this it for the 49ers? Are they going to, I wouldn't want my boss to say, yeah, I guess so. If they, do you like Michael? Yeah, I guess so. That's what he said about Garoppolo. So where do they go from here?
Well, that's the best he said. What did he say in March when he made the trade?
Right.
You know, he didn't actually say it publicly, but what did he say by making the trade? What did he tell you? I guess so was the best possible scenario about that trade. So it's just been kind of, I said it was fraught with terror in the summer, and it's really ended up being fraught with terror because now we have one of the best locker rooms, resilient locker rooms in the league in 2019. And you saw the game yesterday in the rain and the mud and everything else. That's where that resiliency shows up. And you could see it from the Colts. They are more put together than the 49ers are right now. And you could see that as it played out in the game. And I don't know if you could say, it's obvious to me. And so you have one of the most resilient locker rooms 2 years ago. And now, whatever's happened, and one of the big things is the quarterback and the lack of trust, I think, between coach and quarterback, has created a situation where one of the best locker rooms is now kind of in a state of disarray. So that's when you say, is this it for the 49ers? It's getting a sense of peace about this very conflicted situation. I don't know how you get that in the next couple of months.
All right, so you have a choice. You could play in a driving rain like they had yesterday, a driving snowstorm, or just bitter cold. What would you prefer?
Bitter cold lasts by far, especially if there's a wind.
Okay.
Snow means that it's not – snow means it's like 20, 28, 29 degrees, as long as it's not, you know, the Buccaneers, Packers, blizzard. I would take snow number one, meaning that it's not – it's probably 25 to 32 degrees, and it's probably – unless it's a blizzard, it's fine. But pouring rain would be second. Now with the way – remember, I've explained to you guys how they changed the footballs where the quarterbacks got control of the – in 2006. I have to tell you that with the way that the footballs are today, I might choose rain because the footballs are so perfect. But snow is really probably the easiest thing to do. And the bitter cold and the wind, that's when things get a little rough.
What do you think's going on in Jared Goff's mind? He goes from a team that was competing for a Super Bowl now to the pit of despond that is the Detroit Lions.
It's gotta
tell whoever that is. I said hello to.
Who called you brother? How dare they be that familiar with you?
Randy Moss.
It was Randy Moss.
Oh, so he got mossed.
Yeah.
I got mossed. Exactly. You bring up something. I mean, it's just it's got to be super tender to Jared because he got traded because the coach couldn't get rid of him fast enough. Like I'm a coach who believes I'm one of the best coaches in the league, and I need a new quarterback. And I'm gonna Matthew Stafford. He sprinted to Matthew Stafford and made a deal within 5 minutes in Mexico from down the hotel lobby. He just went down there, shook hands and said, we're doing this. And Jared got pushed to Detroit. And I knew, guys, you know, last week I told you about Detroit, right? And I've described what relegation should come into the soccer, you know, from soccer league. We should do relegation in the NFL because generationally, you couldn't go to a more difficult place to play quarterback. That's why I honor Matthew Stafford. He did it for 10 years and actually had some success. And now Jared's got to go over there and poor Dan Campbell and pick up the pieces of an organization that you just wonder if there was relegation, they would have been relegated a long time ago.
Seattle able to win this game? I know they have a great home field advantage. They have Geno Smith. Can they beat New Orleans tonight? Obviously they can.
Yes, yeah. I think Geno is better than you think. Last week he did a pretty good job, except under the gun the last couple of seconds. That's when, you know, playing some and getting some, getting up to speed really helps, because all of a sudden the game's super fast, the ball spits out and loses the game. I think Geno can play pretty good football. He's older. You can see that he's got that experience, a sense of settledness. And I think this is, I do think the Seahawks have had the most resilient locker room for 10, maybe 15 years. They've transitioned great players and they've maintained excellence. This is a real test for me tonight for that locker room. Like, is it as resilient as we thought, or is it like the 49ers? They had it and now they've lost it. It'll be interesting to see tonight.
I have a theory, Steve.
Uh-oh.
Yep. Oh, it's a big theory.
I'm ready for the theory.
I think Derrick Henry and Zeke are two running backs that would absolutely justify a high pick in the draft. And after that, there's a precipitous drop-off and maybe no one else that would be worth spending a high first-round draft pick. Am I wrong?
I would argue a little bit, only that the league has changed so much that, to me, that I would want a Raheem Mostert or Alvin Kamara. That would be the most valuable person in 2021. I know it sounds crazy.
Even more than Henry?
Because I don't think the future of the game is in from the eye. There's too much you can do. And once you line up in the eye, you're limited. And there's too much you can do. So, look, there's no question that Tennessee's completely committed to it and should be. And can they run the table with an eye back? I think Derrick Henry's the one that could do it. But year to year, making a bet on what you can do offensively, I need to and use all the space that's been created by the unfair fight between offense and defense. I want a back that can run, you know, 1 foot in the ground, can catch the football from the slot, can do all these kinds of things. I think that's the future of the league. And I'm going to be proven wrong that Derrick Henry can take his team to Super Bowl, which I think he's that good, but it wouldn't be how I start in 2021.
All right, final question. Is this the end of the road for Sam Darnold? This is his last chance? I mean, he got benched.
I can't imagine that, you know, first three games he's doing great and everything's fine, and now he's benched. It's just another filter he's got to get through. There's 20 filters, 50 filters, 100 filters you got to get through to be a really good player. And some guys face more than others. And I think that Sam's going to have to face, you know, just take this on, look it in the eye, you know, stare it down, and then claw your way out of it and hopefully get another shot at it. But, they really lost favor in just a couple of games. And Sam's good enough to claw back. He's going to have to claw back out himself.
Well, you know what? He's going to need Christian McCaffrey. He was much better with Christian McCaffrey.
Well, yeah, no question. Especially young players need every bit of help. You know that. Mm-hmm. It's all of a sudden, defenses start to get their, you know, mojo going second in October, and all of a sudden it's like, you know, I got to play some of these guys that just isolate on me as a young player, and all of a sudden I don't look as good. Trust me. You know, what's more important, Steve Young or Jerry Rice? Both of them, like, you need each other. You need great coaching. You need great players. You need the people around you. And Sam or anyone else, or Justin Fields yesterday, my gosh, did you see that?
Yep.
I mean, he just looked completely overwhelmed. And he's sitting back and he's on the bench. I mean, talk about a bad look. I thought that was just terrible. And it made it felt like he wasn't capable. Like we need to give him some more time to just try to figure it out. So like, young players are really struggling.
Great stuff, Steve. I know Randy Moss wants to talk to you. We'll watch you later on ESPN. Thanks, man.
Yeah, you guys are good. Sorry for the noise in the stadium.
That's all right. Oh, listen, well, that's please. The beauty of Seattle. Thank you, Steve.
All right, well, see you.
It also represents, Steve Young.
Go ahead.
Go ahead. No, reads are more important.
No, please tell us.
It just represents how far Steve Young has come from a guy who thought it was a good idea to run jog the stairs of the Superdome during an interview to apologizing nonstop for things that we really couldn't hear in the first place.
I mean, apologizing nonstop for the hit that he does for us every week, every year for free just to be a good guy?
That shows you how good a guy he is. Steve Young Report, brought to you by Bigelow Tea. Bigelow Tea is a proud supporter of the Michael K. Show and the official hot tea of Joe Torre and the New York Yankees and F.W. Webb and Weil McLean Heating Contractors. F.W. Webb is your one-stop source for top-quality heating equipment and parts. One great example, Weil McLean's boilers. Turn to one of F.W. Webb's over 90 locations today online at fwwebb.com. All right, we'll come back. We'll take some phone calls, 1-800-919-3776, a big-time ENN being prepared as well. It's Kay LaGreca-Rosenberg and you on Yes and 98.7 ESPN.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.